This is the X-Line, the show all about the Fujifilm X-Series camera system and the stories that go around them. I'm Mark Sadowski, and this is episode 3. All right, this is going to be a slightly shorter episode. Just to kind of give you a heads up, I'm a little bit under the weather. I recently turned 40, and for my 40th birthday, I got shingles. And before that, my wife fell under the weather. The change in temperature, change in season has really flared up her allergies. And of course, the kids, you know, with their trade-off of one getting sick over the other, you know, going to school and soaking in the petri dish we call the school system. It's just been crazy. And I know I said that I would post episodes infrequently, but I didn't mean to get it this infrequent. So I'm going to do a quick one today, and I will have more stories later on. But anyway, I just want to, before I go into the main topic, I wanted to kind of touch on a little bit of news. And I think I'm going to start actively pursuing interviews with other X-Series photographers. I wanted to kind of just take the initial few episodes to share my personal stories with the X-Series. But I think just how infrequently I'm doing these episodes, I am going to start asking other professionals to share their stories. And I have a couple people lined up, and all we're doing is just trying to find the proper time to sit down and have a discussion. And most of it is going to have to happen over Skype. And some of them are across the sea. So time zones are a little bit tricky. And we're just kind of working through that. But other people's experiences are coming. They're probably going to be more interesting than some of mine. But, you know, they're on their way. And I keep wanting to go into my story about my first experience with the X-Pro1, but that's going to get sidelined yet again because I just rented the X70. A lot of reports and everything have been circulating around the X-Pro2 because, one, it's the flagship camera, but I think the X70 has gone under the radar of a lot of people. And this is a camera that really intrigued me because it was offering that digital zoom. And yes, it is a fancy term of just cropping your image into a 35mm or 50mm equivalent. But I don't know, for some reason that fascinated me. And when I heard it was just simply a cropped photo, I kind of got bummed, but I wouldn't let go of this. So I rented the X70 over my birthday weekend, and my wife and I went to the Museum of Fine Arts and Nubble Lighthouse, and I tested it in those circumstances. And I have to say, I am really happy with this camera. I know there's some reviews out there already, but I wanted to be one of the few people that defended the digital zoom. I think it's really, really neat. I looked at the file sizes that you got from these, and you know, I think I had an 8 megabyte file, a JPEG file, with the 28mm native equivalent, and when I did 35mm and 50mm, there wasn't a whole lot of difference in file size. I think the 50mm ended up being 7 megabytes. And that's fine with me, considering that I usually do some sort of cropping in my photography anyway. And I don't know, I really dig it. as a personal camera. I mean, would I use this during a wedding photo shoot? I don't know. Maybe I would. Something to use during cocktail hour, something to, you know, if I really, really needed to stay under the radar, then this small little camera would do the trick. But more than likely, I would just use this as my personal camera. It's small enough. I mean, you're literally using just a miniature version of the XT, the X100. And, I mean, granted, you don't have the same lens speed as you do with the X100. The autofocus is good. You know, I don't think it's as good as, like, the XT1 after the firmware update. But for a personal use camera that you could take anywhere, it's small enough to fit in your pocket, and you get the same essential functionality as the X100 crammed into a little body. You know, this camera is perfect. The photo quality is really good. I mean, the photos that the camera processes is no different than you would get with the X100T. And you get all the same film simulations. And on top of that, you don't need to buy a lens attachment that would mimic the wide angle or the telephoto, because it's all built into the camera. I mean, granted, optically, it's not as good, I guess. But again, we're talking a small file size. That's, you know, and I think that the cropping that the camera does is negligible overall. And my wife loved this camera too. She's an avid photographer, but she is traded in the landscape photography for photographing our kids and photographing family events. And this is a camera that she really, really loved. And it just won our hearts. I think this is a camera that I will definitely buy sometime in the summertime, once I get the funds to buy it. It is a really nice camera, and for those of you who are on the fence as to buying it or not, I would suggest renting it first and just trying it for yourself. Again, the image quality, I think, is superb. I think everybody should be happy with it. And for what I'm going to be doing with these photos, 90% of it is going to be just family photos, or they're going to be just, you know, regular street photos that I take wandering about, and maybe some landscape stuff. You know, I'm only going to be posting this on Facebook or Instagram or, you know, places like that. And for that, the photo sizes are good enough. And while I haven't tried printing them, the output size is good enough to do, you know, 11x14. I don't think I'm ever going to go larger than that. I mean, if you're looking to go poster size, then sure, you might have some problems. But how many of us are actually doing that? Let's be honest. I'm not going to bore you on the camera specs. There are just plenty of places where you can go online and search that out yourself. But just to kind of go over it one more time, the autofocus, I think, is as good as the X100S, if we're going to use a comparison. I think it's snappy, but it does kind of get sluggish if the lighting is a little dim. But overall, I think it's pretty awesome. I don't think you're going to have that much trouble. I wouldn't recommend it for using it during a wedding, but, you know, if you're just using it casually, I think it's going to suit most everybody's needs. I didn't really test the ISO performance. I never really pushed that to its limit, but again, I did it for the sole purpose of casual photography. And when I was in the Museum of Fine Arts, we were in some pretty dimly lit places, but it was able to lock focus pretty well, and I had no problems with it. The digital zoom, again, this is the one thing I really, really wanted to test out, and I was not disappointed with it. I think the file sizes, yes, when it's at 50 millimeters is slightly smaller, but that's all it is slightly smaller. And I think the file size difference is negligible. I think going from an 8 megabyte JPEG file to 7 megabytes is fine. I'm not missing that extra bit anyway. So having this little feature, I think, is handy. I tend to shoot more at 50 millimeters naturally, and this was perfect. I didn't need to get a lens attachment for it. It's light, very compact, and very easy to use. And the selfie mode, I think, is really cool, because once you flip that LCD screen up so that the screen is facing you as you point the lens at yourself and a bunch of friends, it will automatically go into face detect mode and be able to help you with the focus. And when I was photographing me, my wife, and my kids, it was just awesome. I had a great time with it. The kids had a blast with it. It's just the perfect family camera to have around the house. To see some of the sample photos, head on over to Instagram and check out XLine Show for some of the lighthouse photos that I took, some of the various focal lengths that I took, the 28 millimeters, the 35 and 50 millimeters. I think I photographed my cat, who was absolutely thrilled to have her photo taken again. And I'll show you the photos that I took at the Museum of Fine Arts as well. And again, I'm really happy with the photos. And, you know, I'll post the photos to show you how sharp they are. And, you know, they were just a breeze to take. Anyway, that's all for this week. Sorry to make this a shorter than normal episode, but I hope you enjoyed my brief little foray with the X70. Again, I thought it was a great camera, and at the very least, everybody should rent it and try it for themselves. I personally rented it from lensrentals.com and just simply rent it from wherever you find it more convenient. If you enjoy the show, head on over to iTunes and give the show a 5-star rating. It helps us in the overall search rankings on iTunes, and it's much appreciated. And if you're going to leave a comment, rather than leaving a review, go ahead and let us know what camera you use. Which of the X series cameras most interests you, and which one do you have the most fun with? I think those are more interesting to read than actual reviews. That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next time. Music for this episode comes from Bensound. Head on over to bensound.com for your free, royalty-free music.